My name's Leon Coates, pastor of Kenova Evangelical Church. Making disciples, equipping the saints. Bible-based, Christ-centered. Job 36 and 37, Making Sense of Suffering, Part 4. Elihu brings to a conclusion his speech to Job and his friends that seeks to make sense of suffering. In summarizing some of what he's already said, we hear in his conclusion about the greatness of God. First, God's greatness, Elihu's introduction. Second, God's greatness in our suffering. Third, God's greatness in the storm. And fourth, God's greatness in summary. Elihu affirms that he speaks from God. His words are not false. In chapter 36, verse 4, Elihu is not saying that he is perfect in knowledge, but he refers to God, just as he does in chapter 37, verse 16. This is a point easy to miss. When someone comes to us with the word of God, the God of the word is with us, one perfect in knowledge. When we don't know what to say or do with those who suffer, we can read scripture. As the word of God is present, the God of the word is present. Elihu describes God's greatness in our suffering, yet I think it's something of a confusing picture. There are general principles of his purpose in affliction, the wicked destroyed and the righteous rewarded. But he goes on to describe exceptions. The righteous may be bound, they may suffer, though they should listen to what God is telling them and learn. The godless, though, may not listen but resent what happens to them. The key verse here is in chapter 36, verse 15, and the key word is in. Those who suffer, he delivers in their suffering. He speaks to them in their affliction. This shows us that the circumstances may not change, but God will deliver us in the midst of suffering and speak to us in our affliction. This suggests we need to listen and learn. Verses 16 to 25 are a call for us to beware and to remember. Beware of being enticed into sin because of our suffering, whereas God would have us enticed into a place of blessing, a spacious place. And remember to extol the work of God. We learn this, of course, in Scripture, but we also learn his works in our lives, even through suffering. Let us look back at what he's done and have confidence for what he will do in the future, even as we face new trials. If all of that was confusing, Elihu brings clarity in an illustration describing God's greatness in the storm. We may look at the awesome power of a storm or the weather in general and not know what's going on. It's powerful. Yet God has purpose in the storm. He can use it to destroy or he can use the weather to provide food. We don't know. We need to listen, to stop and consider. In the storm, we don't know what he's accomplishing. In our suffering, we don't know what he is accomplishing. We certainly cannot hold him to account for what he's doing, but remember who you are dealing with. Or rather, remember who is dealing with you. In summary, Elihu says we can no more look at God than we can look at the sun. He burns our eyes. God is great, yet he is not arbitrary. He has purpose in what he does, and his ways are not our ways. When you struggle to make sense of suffering, turn to the word of God for the presence of God. Look out the window at the weather and remember his greatness, that as he has purpose in the storm, he has purpose in your suffering. Remember who you're dealing with. Remember who is dealing with you. Thanks for listening to the Solid Ground podcast. It's our hope that Christians would be encouraged to present a biblical worldview and others would hear the gospel. If you have questions, please email contact@kenovaec.com. That's contact@kenovaec.com.